are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I love this. I'm looking at an alarm clock where rather than just, you know, hitting it and hitting snooze and then falling back asleep and, you know, continually hitting snooze until you wake up at 9 o'clock realizing you're late for work, this alarm clock will not turn off until you get out of bed and actually enter a PIN code. Right? This is called Ramos Alarm Clock from Paul Samet. He has designed it so that you have to actually get out of bed, walk over it, and punch over to it and punch in a PIN code. It has to be entered correctly. All right? Of course, if it doesn't, it still rings bong, bong, bong. I don't know how much money this costs. I don't want it. I mean, honestly, you know, if it turns out to be expensive, my recommendation is just put the alarm clock far away so you really have to get out of bed. You know, most of us, we just have it right next to our bed, so we just have to lean over and go, hey, God, I shut it off and then go sleep. No. I mean, you need to get, if you are not a morning person, you need to get out of bed. Now, what I sometimes do if I'm, you know, at one of these radio conferences or I have to, you know, be up early for the boards, what I do is I double do. I will have my iPhone also go off. Now, my iPhone is plugged into a charger, and usually we don't have any free outlets by the bed. So my outlets are all by the, stop the giggling. We just don't have outlets near the bed. All right. Or, I mean, it's, you know, with the alarm clock and stuff. Come on. Be grown-ups here, people. Anyway, so I plug in my iPhone across the adjacent wall, and or I plug it in the bathroom. My husband hates when I plug my iPhone in the bathroom because it always gets wet. You know, the kids use our bathroom. They brush their teeth. They splatter. You know, when they have to swish and spit, they purposely spit on the mirror. They think it's all, you know, they giggle, and then my iPhone gets wet. So now I have to have it across the room, you know. So that's another thing you could do where you get up and, you know, double do. Anyway, cool stuff. All right, we got a lot to talk about. One thing I couldn't talk about in the previous hour was how superbugs, like the MRSA, can jump from our livestock to us. So we need to talk about how we could catch MRSA from superbugs. Also, it looks like sex changes in kids are on the rise. More and more kids are having sex changes. And Hollywood looks like is to blame for kids drinking alcohol, and maybe Hollywood should ban alcohol in movies. Really? Didn't they want to do that? And didn't they effectively do that with cigarettes? Wasn't there a cigarette ban in Hollywood? Were you... if you notice, now in movies and TV shows, they don't smoke. You know, it was revered, it was sexy. Now nobody smokes. They just don't. Wasn't the woman on Gilligan's Island the millionaire's wife? Wasn't she a smoker? She always said, darling. She always had that thing. Yeah, and now you just don't see that in sitcoms. Well, they want to start doing that with alcohol so kids drink less alcohol. Really? Jeez. You know, I like The Hangover. How would you do The Hangover movies? Right? They had to have gotten hungover. Oh, but the government wants to get involved in everything. They're going to get involved in our entertainment. Why not? All right. Well, for those who joining us, let's talk. So call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me. All right. So looks like in California, free condoms. Yay, free condoms. Teenagers in several counties can get condoms in the mail for free. Under a program launched this week by state public health officials, it's called the Condom Access Project. Allows youths between ages 12 and 19 to order a package of 10 condoms, lube, and health brochures online at treeteensource.org. Sorry, the font is small on my reading glasses. This is a website run by the nonprofit California Healthy Family Health Council. The package will be mailed in a nondescript yellow envelope. Right, a nondescript yellow envelope. Well, now everybody knows. There's a yellow envelope in the mailbox. You're getting your free condoms. All right, so supporters of the program say it's going to reduce pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases. You know, I honestly, I mean, I don't pay taxes in California. Taxpayers want to pay for free condoms. I mean, you know, I remember in my school days, condoms were, I mean, my friends who were purchasing condoms, you know, had told me that they were expensive. So, you know, from what I understand, and what I understood back then, being a good girl that I was, you know, that it did cost a pretty penny. So people would try to make it last. All right, now you think, okay, if condoms are expensive, you know, why don't you just kind of skip having sex that week and save some money? But no. Nobody skips on the sex. Nobody skips on the sex. In fact, if they get pregnant, all right, they want the government to pay for that too. All right? Your condoms have to be paid for by the government. All right? The abortion has to be paid for by the government. Taking care of the baby has to be paid for by the government. You know, whatever happened to, if you can't afford the baby or the condoms, then maybe you shouldn't have sex to begin with. Oh, and birth control. Yeah, the birth control has to be paid for, right? Government has to make a law demanding that health insurance pays for birth control. Of course. Right. The government is responsible for your sexual habits. I need free health care so I could get my gonorrhea and chlamydia treated. Well, I mean, we as taxpayers, we're taking it. We're doing it. We're saying, you know, and we're giving in because we would rather kids use the condoms than get the STDs or the pregnancy or the abortions that we're going to have to pay for anyway. So, fine. Now, what I want to know is, all right, so we're paying for birth control. We're paying for everything else. We're paying for condoms. We're paying for the lube. You know, now there's lube also. Are we supposed to pay for the date? Right? Are we supposed to pay for the backseat of the car? Are we? Are we supposed to pay for the oysters? What, you know, what else are we supposed to pay for? All right? Yeah, we're paying for the lube. Yeah, really, really. I know. Does that make you cringe? I guess, you know, but again, this is California. I don't think my taxes are going to this yet. If they pass it in Nevada, then they will be. And then I'm probably going to have more of a case. But that's, you know, that's the government for you. All right. I see we're coming up on break time. I am getting good. This is why I don't talk into the break. So we're going to be coming back in just a few minutes. Got a lot of stories to talk about. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they say that these movie stars that are knocking back whiskey and wine or beer in a movie are actually an invisible but potent force, quote unquote, in this article I'm reading out of Fox News, in prompting youngsters to experiment with alcohol or binge drink. They say major exposure to scenes of alcohol consumption in movies is a bigger risk for teen drinking than having parents who drink booze or if booze is easily available at home. Really? So they're worried about alcohol in the movies with these teens? Why aren't they worried about all these Hollywood stars that are getting pregnant out of wedlock? Why aren't they worried about that? Oh, no, no, no. These Hollywood stars can do whatever they want. It's the movies we want to go after. Right? Because, you know, they could regulate the movies. They can't regulate these stars having sex. Right? But they can regulate the movies. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. What about all these stars doing drugs? You know, doesn't that, you know, affect? Oh, no, no, no. We can't do that. We can regulate the movies. So this was really a huge study. All right. The probe entailed a confidential telephone survey. Ooh, accurate. Of more than 6,500 randomly selected Americans aged 10 to 14 who were interviewed three more times over the next 2 years. The youngsters were surveyed on what big movies they had seen, whether they drank alcohol or owned merchandise. The 50 movie list used in the interview was randomly drawn. I want to know what movies. I think they're including The Hangover in that. Oh, I'd like to see that movie list. All right. So anyway, then they measured the amount of alcohol exposure in the movies. They determined what these people were likely to do. And they said that teens who watch the most movies featuring alcohol were twice as likely to start drinking as those who watch the least. They were also 63% likelier to progress to binge boozing. Okay, well, then I need to tell you something here, okay? All right. All right, let me tell you something. If the kids weren't watching these movies because they were following the ratings, right? Isn't there rated PG? Isn't there rated PG-13? Isn't there rated R? Where are the parents? Okay? I saw the movie Nemo, right? Finding Nemo. There was no alcohol in that movie. So if a 10-year-old watched Finding Nemo, they would not get the alcohol craving. What is a 10-year-old doing watching Hangover? Okay, I don't understand why nobody gets the parents involved. Of course, beer looks great on television. And what are they going to do? Now regulate the Super Bowl and those commercials? Really? They had dogs serving, was it Bud Light in the Super Bowl commercial? Was the dogs do? I don't know. I don't really like the commercial. Not a lot of good commercials this Super Bowl season. But, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to now regulate the Super Bowl? All right, there's certain things kids should watch. I thought the Hangover movie was very funny. Yes, I know they had some cocktails. I know in Sex and the City, they drink cocktails. Sex and the City, they drink cocktails, right? Why is your 10-year-old watching Sex and the City? So I say, rather than trying to regulate the movie industry, why don't you smack parents upside their head? Pretty simple. Just find the parents. Say, look what your kid is watching. And smack upside their head. Shrek. Shrek is a nice movie. There was no alcohol in Shrek. Well, I remembered Shrek 1. I think he had a couple olives, and he used his wax in his ear. And he, I don't know. I mean, it was a disgusting drink. So yeah, there was maybe one alcoholic beverage in Shrek, but that's it. The Muppet movie. They can see the Muppet movie. They do not need to see the grown-up movies. All right. Jeez. It's ridiculous how I don't understand why people think this way. You know, when I grew up, I was taught that there's always going to be smarter people than you. And I think the reason why my parents told me that is I went to 12 different schools, and in each one of my schools, I actually ended up being at the top of my class. I was very studious. I just loved to study. And if my teachers didn't give me homework, I'd make homework up. I just loved it. It came very easy to me. Not a lot of street smarts. Not a lot of street smarts, but I just was pretty good at school. Okay? And so, you know, my mom especially, you know, even more than my dad, was like, look, you know, there's going to be smarter people than you. Okay, don't assume you know a lot. Now, I was mad at her for her, you know, kind of putting me down and, you know, not, you know, kind of bursting my bubble. But it also made me less cocky, and I realized, look, there's always room to learn. Even Einstein asked questions. It's fine. But I guess what's very frustrating for me is I still have that concept that people know more than I do. Okay, that people that create these studies, scientists, etc., they're very well versed, very well studied. You know, they're smarter than me. And so when you see something stupid, it kind of makes me nervous. I don't want to think that I am one of the smarter people in this country, because if I am, this country's really screwed. Right. But that's also probably why you hear me so frustrated with the Affordable Health Care Act bill. That bill was so poorly written. I mean, probably one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. And, you know, it makes me question myself, going, wait a second, I must be misreading this, right? I must not be getting it. You know, people who wrote this, right, actually had, you know, degrees from pretty good colleges. That should make them somewhat intelligent, right? I again, assume, you know, that I know less than the average politician. And maybe I better not assume that, because politicians are making very stupid decisions, making very personal decisions. But anyway, so if you ever see me frustrated, I just get so frustrated because, you know, when I see stupidity, it really makes me nervous, because many of us count on the intelligence of other people. We want to think that people are smart and know what they're doing. We want to think that there are rocket scientists in this world. We want to think that doctors are infallible. You know, we were talking a little bit yesterday about doctors and surgeons. I guess 16% of surgeons admit to drinking alcohol. Well, that shakes our foundation. It shakes our trust. Okay, we don't want to think that our doctors have real people problems. You know, when I was in medical school, I was very open, with my patients. So one of my patients, we would be in the VA, VA clinic, and, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I have this kidney stone. And I'm like, I had a kidney stone, and it hurt like a witch. Oh, my gosh, I was miserable. I was peeing blood. Dahlia, can you come here for a second, please? Oh, my God. Please let me tell you about my rectus seal when I get back. Don't go away. Don't go away. Yes. Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor. Dahlia, you may not want to disclose all your personal problems to the patients. You're there for them. They don't need to know about your personal medical problems. I'm like, all right, but he looks really interested in the rectus seal. No. Keep it to yourself. You tell your boyfriend about your rectus seal. Don't tell the patients. So, we were kind of taught, you don't sit there and open up to yourself and tell people your problems. Okay, doctor, patients want to look at their doctor, from what I learned. Now I know differently. They want to look at their doctor as being healthy, as making the right decisions. They don't want their doctor overweight. They don't want their doctor drinking. They definitely don't want their doctor doing drugs, right? They don't want their doctor depressed or on antidepressants. They want to know that their doctor is the barometer of what they need to be, because they want to get advice from them. And so, I'm sure that study that came out, which, by the way, was another survey where people anonymously said, yes, I drink. I mean, I don't even know if that's true. Right? There could be more. There could be less. Somebody could have been so ticked off with that study. Said, I'm just going to mark it all yes. I'm busy. Sometimes you get paid for these studies. They send you a dollar bill. Have you guys ever gotten those studies? You get a nice, crisp dollar bill. So you feel guilty taking the dollar bill and not doing the survey. But you really don't want to do the survey, so you do the survey halfway. Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. So, it could have been that. But the point is we rely on plumbers really knowing their plumbing, pilots knowing how to fly, doctors knowing health, taking care of themselves, taking care of us. And it just, really shatters our perception of people and, our trust when you see things like this happen. So, yes, I am frustrated. I am very, very frustrated when I see stupid studies or I see stupid recommendations. I want to think that there are smart people doing their job, so I only have to be smart in what I have to do. I don't have time to learn how to fly a plane. I don't have time to learn plumbing. I don't have time to do that. I want to trust other people, okay? And especially when it comes to laws. All right, we're going to be coming up on breaks, and when we come back, I want to talk about the superbug that could be hopping from animals to humans and sex changes in children that are on the rise. Of course, I do want to hear from you, so please email me. If you can't call in, at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Visit my website. You can send me an email question. And, of course, call us at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. Did you guys get all that down? You ran out of ink. Really? All right. I can't tell if the music's kicking in, but I think we're going on break. So if we are going on break, I'll be back in a couple minutes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Janine writes, Dr. Dolly, I'm listening to you here in Albuquerque. Don't hospitals do drug tests on doctors? If not, I think all doctors should be drug tested. I don't know if all hospitals do. I remember a couple years ago, Massachusetts General Hospital, I think in Boston, Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Ohio, I believe, was doing drug testing. I remember little bits of news stories coming out. I remember when I was a medical student, we were drug tested by our hospital. Absolutely. We had to do drug testing, you know, hands down. So I was under the impression when I was in training, you know, you couldn't work at the hospital without that. In terms of random drug testing and how often they get done, it's really variable. You know, and then if you have doctors, you know, that have their own private clinics, you know, who regulates them? Again, you know, we don't know how much there is in terms of drug abuse with doctors. You know, I'd like to think there's none. I really do. I mean, everybody I know, you know, and I'm making a point to kind of hang out with them. And, you know, you can kind of tell. you know, someone that never wears a short sleeve shirt, you know, somebody that always, you know, covers up, never, like, you know, it's like 120 degrees in the summer, you know, and they won't let you see their arms, always kind of sniffing, you know, rubbing their nose a little bit. You know, there's ways to tell. You can't tell 100%. I mean, there's been stories of, you know, people who have been able to hide it well. You know, a lot of intelligent people know how to hide their addiction. Same thing with drinkers. You know, I get people that, patients that come in all the time going, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I've been, you know, closet drinker now for 20 years, you know, and then I'm like, nope, you know, and I mean, luckily, but for the most part, you know, you can kind of tell. You can tell by the blood work. I mean, I could tell a person drinks before they tell me, you know, but again, that's their blood work and stuff. But, you know, when it comes to drugs, I think it's a little easier than telling, you know, if somebody drinks. But there's, you know, being in medicine for years, you're really able to pick up some nuances. But again, it's not enough. You know, I mean, who is out there? Who is out there doing drugs? Who is out there being possibly intoxicated while they're taking care of a patient or flying a plane or teaching your student? You know? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, hi. I was listening to the show, and I just want to make a comment about drug testing doctors.
Yeah.
I knew some girls that lived in the San Francisco area that had seen a girl out. They had seen a doctor that did LASIK eye surgery at parties and 5-6 in the morning doing illegal narcotics. And he would say, oh, my gosh, I got to go. I have surgery starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
Imagine having your
whoa,
LASIK eye surgery done at 8 o'clock in the morning by a surgeon who had been doing cocaine until 5 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I certainly wouldn't want to have that. So that definitely is a problem. So anyway, thank you.
Oh, my God. No, thank you for your call. Oh, my gosh. Oh, is that scary? Whew. Now, okay, I mean, from what I understand, I think with the LASIK, as long as somebody competent is plugging in the information, of course you need a good LASIK doctor. From what I do understand, it is the computer doing the cutting. Okay? I mean, but imagine the old days with RK and them doing the, you know, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know, when you go into the medical profession, okay, yes, you can have some wine, you can, you know, enjoy yourself, but no, I just, you know, it just never occurred to me that, because I never really liked drugs, I never wanted to do it. And, you know, most people that go into the medical profession, they should be healthy-minded individuals. You know, I mean, if you want to help people and you want to, you know, you do kind of have a sense of right and wrong and, you know, smart versus stupid, and you wouldn't do things like that to your body. Especially, you know, in medical school, they show us what drugs do. I mean, they show us what alcohol does. They show us what cigarettes do. So it kind of scares you. It's very difficult to get out of medical school wanting to do any of that stuff. I mean, they scare the absolute manure out of you because you see everything. You see the bodies. You see it all. And it's very frightening. But I know what happens. I'm not naive. I know what happens out there. I just don't know what they would do about it. You know, I don't know if the medical board has to do random drug testing, you know. But then again, you know, think about it, too. Okay, you know, how are they, we talked about this yesterday, how are they going to regulate the alcohol? How are they going to regulate if, let's say, you know, a doctor was prescribed a pain pill from, you know, the orthopedist? All right, how do you know if they're impaired with this, with the medication when they're seeing you 2 weeks later? That's probably why, you know, doctors haven't been tested. You know, I mean, and, you know, people could say, well, you could ask the doctor. You know, Dr. Dahlia, I got a plan. You ask the doctor, and if the doctor gets very defensive, that's a sign. Well, not really, because doctors get defensive about everything, a lot of them. I mean, you know, if you tell a doctor, but no, Dr. Smith, I listened to the Dr. Dahlia show, and Dr. Dahlia said everybody should be getting stress tests when they're a man over age 40. Well, of course he's going to get frustrated, and he's probably going to show the same frustration with you listening to the Dr. Dahlia show as you asking him, do you snort coke? Doctor, do you snort coke? Can I examine you, doctor? Can you imagine going to your doctor saying, doctor, I would like to examine you. I would like to see if you have a hole in your septum from cocaine snorting and blow. You know, I would love to see your arms and see if I see needle marks. You know, can you imagine the doctor saying, get the heck out of here, right? Whether he has them or not. Now, with me, I, you know, wear scrubs. you know, and I wear a white coat. So if somebody said, can I look at your arms? Yeah. I mean, they'll say, I mean, they're a little hairy. You know, I don't mind. But you know, think about it. If you're interrogated by a patient, you're probably not going to want the patient. But honestly, you know, patients have a right. They don't. They're afraid to ask that kind of stuff. But, you know, when a doctor is about to operate on you, I think a patient has a right to go up to him and smell his breath. I mean, we don't do it. Can you imagine? You know, have I ever done that to my surgeons? Oh, no. Oh, no. But you see, there's a little trick, too. Okay? I mean, I trust everyone that I've ever operated. But, you know, some of your surgeons will hug you, you know. You can, like, get a hug, try to get a whiff. But honestly, we're all, you know, we're all vulnerable to, you know. So, I mean, the pilots, you know how much I would love to smell the pilot and his breath? I would love to do that, but we don't. They never let you see the pilot. I do. I get on the plane, and I always look at the cockpit. The cockpit's empty. And you see the steward, well, you don't call it steward, it's the flight attendants. You see the flight attendants, they're like, hi, hi, hi. And I keep looking back because I want to look at the pilots. I want to. Pilots don't come on till the end, and you can't, you know, you just can't look at them and you can't smell them. You know, so I think it's frustrated for a lot of us, and so we try not to think about it because you can get really, really, you know, paranoid. But, okay. All right, enough about that. Speaking of paranoid, these superbugs from pigs to human. Now, what's going on with this? They say researchers trace the evolution of a deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria that can jump from livestock to humans. Now, we know that MRSA, we've seen MRSA pass from human to human. Okay? They say scientists have studied methicillin-resistant Staph aureus CC398, also known as pig MRSA, which often infects people with direct exposure to swine or other livestock. They say it is likely that this MRSA CC398 originated as an antibiotic-susceptible strain in humans before it jumped to livestock, and then once it jumped to livestock, became a superbug, the CC398, even more resistant to methicillin, tetracycline, etc., and now could go back to humans. So what they're saying is humans gave our livestock MRSA. Because our livestock are always infused with antibiotics, this bug that they get from us that's already methicillin resistant becomes even more resistant and more resilient to whatever antibiotics are in the livestock system. So then it becomes a superbug. Remember we talked about superbugs? And now this superbug can go back to the human. So, of course, you know, they're concerned. The study is published in the journal MBio. The findings reveal evolution in action. The most powerful force in evolution is selection. In this case, humans have supplied a strong force through the extensive use of antibiotic drugs in farm animal production. Of course. We use antibiotics a lot because we don't want to get sick. But the more you use, the more we get bugs that'll make us sick. Doesn't make sense, huh? All right, we are going to be coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Oh, yeah. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. All right, so sex change treatment for kids is on the rise. We are seeing more and more children be put on puberty blockers and hormones after they're labeled with gender identity disorder. Now, this is going back and forth in the medical community because you have many, even people not in the medical community, going, you're doing what to these kids? Right? These kids haven't had time to develop, figure out what they want to do, and we're already trying to block puberty and change them. And remember, kids are going through puberty younger, 9, 10 years old. You know, 9-year-old girls are having periods. Okay? Does the average fourth grader know the body they want to be in for the rest of their life? Well, proponents are like, you know, but these kids that have gender identity disorder, you know, they really could be psychologically scarred. They're very uncomfortable with their body. They want to change their anatomy. Many of these kids do self-mutilation. They face verbal and physical abuse, are more prone to stress, depression, suicide attempts. It's true. It's true. I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I mean, you could even say now, I don't have a gender identity disorder. I just, you know, would prefer to be in the body of a supermodel. You know, I mean, I would love for my body to look like a supermodel's body. I would. I think my husband would like it too. I think if I were a supermodel, I would be much more happy. I'd be less stressed. I'd feel much more sexy. And I think I would adjust to life a lot better. But I don't. I don't have the body of a supermodel. I know it sounds like I do on the radio, does it? Right? I sound like a supermodel, right? Yeah. So, sorry to ruin your image of me and any fantasies that you may have. But, I mean, and I could self-mutilate. I could try to rip the fat off my thighs. I could try to, you know, rip my breasts off from the below the waist area and put them back on my chest where they were prior to my breastfeeding two kids, you know, but I don't, you know, I have a good coping mechanism. I have great family to support me, you know, and I, you know, I get through it. Some of us, we don't. We go and we get surgery to change who we are. Whether it's plastic surgery to change our breasts, facelifts, etc., whether it's surgery to give us penises when we aren't born with one, surgery to not have breasts, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean the government should pay for it. It doesn't mean we as insurers should take on the load we are, though. You know, gender surgery is, you know, being added to a lot of these. I would love for someone to pay for my, you know, surgery, but no, because I don't have gender identity disorder, I won't count. So I don't know. I mean, again, my problem is the average fourth grader may still not know what they want, because here's the thing. I believe that you have three types of people who you fall into three different groups when you're looking at your sexuality. All right. There are the ones that when they're born, they just know, you know, and there are kids, there are boys that really have always wanted to be girls. They just love the girl stuff. They do, despite environment, they like the girl stuff, and they actually have changes in the brain that they found. They found, you know, homosexual men are very similar to women in their brains, and homosexual women are very similar to men in the brain. So you have these kids, and they know it. They know exactly what they want. You know, we talk about that kid on, I now pronounce you Chuck and Harry. You know, I believe it's Larry, Chuck and Larry. I believe it's Chuck's child. He's a boy. He loves to dance. He loves to do Betty Crocker. He does the splits, you know. And, you know, they kind of make fun of him. But this is a kid. He knows what he wants, and this is who he wants to be. And that's it. Then you have the other, the second group of kids where they really don't know. They don't really care. They aren't too sure, kind of figuring it out. And then later they decide to come out, or they later say, all right, this is what I want. Now, keep in mind, though, some gender identities are not homosexual. They just want to be in a different body. They like the opposite sex, but they just really, really want a penis. Or they just really, really, really want breasts. Okay? Not all gender identity are homosexuals, but many are. They're like, you know what? I don't want to be in a male's body. I don't want to be a female's body. Okay? And then you have the third group, who they're going to just deny it as long as they can. All right, they have the feelings, and either they're very religious, or they're turned off to that idea, and they just suppress it. They get married, they have kids, everybody thinks they're gay, everybody jokes about it, etc. And they go with the flow, and they aren't happy, and I see them a lot in my office. They're not happy. They're not very happy people. I mean, they get along with the marriage, and they go with the flow. And that's one thing you really don't want to do in life, to go with the flow. You only have one life. I mean, you really want to have passion for things. You don't want to have to pretend to be somebody you aren't. And so those people, very frustrating lives that they have. But here's the thing. You know, the key with any of these groups is, you know, they need kind of time to think. And you could maybe not feel like you want to be a boy. Let's say you're a girl. And, or let's say, excuse me, okay, let's say you're a boy, you're born as a boy, and you really don't want to be a boy. You really want to be a girl. You want to wear dresses. You want to, you know, dress up as princesses. That's what you want to do. But if you do that, you'll be called a crossdresser and a transvestite. And again, transvestites aren't gay. Transvestites are people, I know you all learned a lot of vocabulary here. A transvestite is somebody who really likes wearing clothing of the opposite sex. It turns them on, it feels good. I've had transvestite patients, they're straight, but they really like to wear women's clothing. They really like it. They'd rather wear panties than boxers. They like the lace, they like the feel. And since there's not a lot of guy lacy underwear, they wear women's. All right, that's considered transvestite, but they're not gay. Whereas transgender is a person, whether they're gay or not, that just doesn't really want to be in that body. And they're very frustrated. So you get these boys that are like, I really don't want this penis on me. I don't want it. I don't want it. And, you know, later in life, they do, you know, have a right to have it taken off. But I guess where, you know, the pediatricians are going back and forth. Well, if we know they really don't want it, should we start the hormone treatment early? It's just now that we could do this hormone treatment, we're seeing more and more of these kids do it. So who decides if the kid is ready? Do you have to get a team of psychologists, psychiatrists, the pediatrician, the parents, the kid? You know, how do you know if your fourth grader really knows? Now, if you do have a kid that just completely wants to rip off his body parts, I think we also have some other psychiatric issues going on. I think we do, okay? You know, many of us, we have an accessory nipple, all right? You may really want it off, but you aren't going to take a knife and try to cut it out yourself. You know, you're going to just kind of deal with it and then, you know, you deal with it appropriately. And again, I am not trying to minimize what these kids are going through. What these kids are going through, if they don't want to be in the body they're in, is very frustrating. But if you really think about it, if you have a kid that's trying to mutilate themselves, whether they're transgender or not, you do have some psychological issues. All right. And this kid is going to need a lot of care. All right. Now, I'm not saying all kids have to deal with it. But, you know, it is a little odd that somebody would want to hurt themselves. Now, women have been hurting themselves for years, right? We shave our legs, we pluck our eyebrows, we pluck our whiskers, we wax our upper lip. I mean, that's painful stuff. What we women have done to ourselves, I mean, you could consider self-mutilation. I don't know if any of you have had a wax, but you bleed afterwards. So somebody could say, well, women self-mutilate all the time. Yeah, yeah, I would say that. I mean, it's painful. It's painful, but we know when to start, we know when to stop, we have a goal, we achieve the goal, we stop, we receive that goal. Again, you just don't know if these kids, once they get the change, they're going to be happy with it. Again, at 9 years old, 9 years old, they could be too young. So this is going to be a controversy. We're going to see, you know, because you can't just tell a kid, all right, just wait until you're grown up and you can make an educated decision, because if they have a hairy chest, a hairy back, a penis that they don't want, they're going to be very upset. They'd rather have a more effeminate body that can jive with what they want to do. So it's going to be a very interesting situation, because what kids are going to be allowed to do it and what kids aren't. And then what I predict is either way, kids are going to sue the doctor no matter what. Right? Either way, they're going to be 18, sue the doctor. You didn't take off my penis, or you did. Either way, we're going to be the bad guy. I know that. All right, guys, great show. We got another hour coming up. If you could stay on with us. If not, have a great rest of the way home. This is Dr. Dahlia. Sign out.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.